The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. 12% of New Zealanders listen to podcasts every day, according to new data around New Zealand media consumption, which has been released by New Zealand On Air. 17% of 15 to 39-year-olds listen every day, and podcast listeners in the country spend 1 hour 21 minutes every day listening to podcasts. The most abusive podcast app by an order of magnitude. That's podcast host Pinecast, who is not happy with Deezer, accusing the music and podcast app of costing listeners significant money in terms of bandwidth and putting stress on podcast hosts by downloading every episode every day. They're a bad member of the ecosystem, the company's tweet concludes. We don't see that behaviour on this podcast, but we have seen some convincing detail from Pinecast, who, let's face it, are going to have more data than we do. Podbay, which calls itself the best podcast player on the web, has had a number of updates, including an updated player, position sync, so you'll never forget where you got up to, and YouTube integration. If the podcast is also on YouTube, you can watch it as well. You'll find it at podbay.fm. No one likes to watch football alone. No one likes to binge movies by themselves. So why should we watch or listen to our favourite podcast alone? That's the elevator pitch for Podroom, which is available on iOS and Android and creates a chat room for every podcast episode. And Tom Webster writes that podcasting isn't special, at least when it comes to ads. Citing an example of a badly inserted programmatic ad, he says, "Loud, crappy ads don't work, wherever they are." And in podcast news, Build Your Podcast has, on its latest show, our editor, that's me, as a guest. The show has also interviewed Transistor's Justin Jackson. And the Rise Guys After Hours podcast is a new podcast from Entercom's morning show hosts at 93.3 The Planet in Greenville in South Carolina. It's an additional weekly podcast from the team. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.